listening to Mornings with Bruce Allen.
The morning show is hilarious.
Right here on Texas46Radio.com.
You know, I don't know how hilarious it can get with studio guests. Usually it gets to be pretty... There could be a ruckus around here. You never know what can happen. But it's Bruce Allen with you, Texas46Radio.com. And from past guests that I've had on, you know, I put the music out there. I put the videos out and always say, you know, if you guys want to hear anybody in particular, or if you know anybody that you'd like me to interview, let me know. And lo and behold, some people come on and said, you need to get Keegan and Kyle, the Reed brothers, in. Can you guys believe that?
Thanks for having us.
So I have in the studio, I've got Keegan and Kyle, a.k.a. the Reed Brothers. Welcome to the Texas 46 Radio Studio, my friend.
Good to be here. Thanks for having us, man.
Good morning.
You guys are out of San Antonio?
Yes.
Okay. What genre do you consider your music?
Kind of depends on where we are. Some people think we're more Americana. Some people think we're more bluesy. I think it's just a mixture of all of our influences growing up. You know, we had a lot of good country playing in the house, a lot of good blues, a lot of good rock and roll, and we just draw from all that. And
okay.
I mean, we don't try to write one style or genre, I guess you can say, but
okay.
It's just a melting pot.
Okay. Well, since you mentioned music in the family, how musicians in your family or how do you how did you come about?
We have several musicians in our family. Our aunt Angie was a singer, and our grandfather was a trumpet player who led a big band jazz band on a radio show.
Okay.
A while ago.
50, 60 years.
My dad plays, you know, but okay. He's always been more the prog rock jamming at the house guy. But
right.
Grew up.
So there was, when you were growing up, there was always music.
It was always going
around
on, yeah.
You. So, okay. So born and raised in San Antonio. Okay. Tell me about your family. See, I can't say... in the early stages, I can say family, but then, as you get older, you can say families.
They grow.
So tell me about growing up at the house.
Well, growing up, I'm the older one. I'm older by about 5 years, and everything was great. And then Kyle was born. No,
no. Just until
I mean, we would drag pots and pans out of the, you know, cabinets and play drums on them, and my dad and my uncle and a couple friends would come over, and they would always be jamming, and we'd try to sneak out of our rooms after we went to bed and stay up late.
Oh my gosh.
Try and make some noise with them. Yeah.
The pots and pans. You mentioning that. I just thought about, I put out the old cardboard boxes and put those.
I did that.
You know, different size boxes, different size pans. They all make, you know, you get a tom, you get some cymbals out of it. It works great. It's noisy and makes no sense, but it's a lot of fun.
They were always real supportive, letting us play their instruments and stuff when we were younger. So, I mean, okay.
So just you two? Is it just you two? Do you have any other siblings?
Just two brothers, just us.
Okay,
so.
All right. And so now that you have all moved out, and tell me about your families now.
Well, I got three girls at home, my lady, and I got a 9-year-old stepdaughter and a soon to be 1-year-old daughter.
Wow, and, nice.
She'll be one on June 3rd.
Okay.
And I'll be coming home from Illinois.
Hey, we'll be coming in hot for that.
Oh my gosh.
I'm excited about it, but I don't know, it doesn't get better than having a family at home to come home to.
Yes,
either,
indeed.
So.
Definitely. Very
and then
cool.
And watching kids grow is great.
Oh, it's nice. And you're at that stage where you've got a lot of watching to do.
Yes, absolutely.
a lot of them going. And how about you, sir?
I'm just Uncle Keegan to them. I just got married to my wife, Ashley, in March. So I'm
okay. Well, yeah, I did that when I was doing a little bit of Facebook stalking. I saw that I saw that picture there.
He's got two beautiful sons.
Yeah, I have two dogs at home.
Oh, there you go. You gotta
fur
start,
babies.
You got to start somewhere. It's a testing ground.
I know, but we need cousins.
My mother-in-law and my mom, they would definitely love to have some grandchildren. I know that. So.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you what, you know, when I was looking you guys up, and trying to get some information and things going. Because, you know, I heard the name a lot, but really wasn't familiar with the music so much because I heard it's like it's so Americana. I'm going like, well, that's the Americana. I'm just not that Americana-ish. But, you know, people keep pestering you about about you guys. And we're like, well, I'm gonna give it a listen. And I got some I got some music from Mike. He sent it over and going like, you know, I like the stuff. Let me just find something that'll work for me. And then I came across that one tune that I'm playing here. I go like, I like that. I like all the others, but I really like that, and it fits real well. Real well here.
Yeah.
But it's when I was looking, I go like, well, how can I tell these guys apart? You know, I can now, but when I was looking at a distance on Facebook, I'm like, okay, let's see, one guy, does somebody not have hair on the head?
Well, I usually have my head shaved.
Okay, so I'm looking at the
it's growing out right
the
now.
One picture that I'm looking at right now of y'all playing. It's got one without, one with a cap.
Well, I've always got a hat on.
Okay, so it'll be easy to remember. I'm going, I have okay, some so hair, let's see. One has a beard. Oh, no, they both have beards. Oh, one has glasses. And then you both come in with glasses on today.
Well, yeah. He finally got new ones after scratching his.
Yeah, I always forget to take them off when I'm working and doing stuff. And I just, nice clothes, same thing. I'm wearing nice clothes. I'm like, oh, that needs to be done. And I just do it. And I'm like, why did I do it?
Not and then you're sweating. You've been over.
Yeah, there's grease on my dust, my pants.
Oh, so how long have you guys actually been playing music?
Wow. I've been playing, traveling around and playing since I was about 18, 19 years old.
Okay.
I played my first...
So a couple of years then.
Oh, yeah. A couple years. Like 3 or 4.
3 or 4 years. Yeah, well,
just want to date ourselves.
I've been playing since I was 13 in bars, though.
Yeah, well, I have guests that come in through here that we definitely say we don't want to be dating ourselves. So we start talking about some things that's going like, oh my gosh, they're going, they're ancient.
I was born in the 1900s.
Yeah. Yeah. You know Bruce Weldy?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, he's our sound engineer, and he always tease him about, you know, because he used to play with the Echoes. And so Weldy, if you're listening, or Mike Taylor, if you're listening, you tease Weldy about it. in regards to music influences, growing up together, do you guys have a lot of the same influences, or are some of them totally different?
Both,
yeah.
Okay, pop some off.
We have a lot of the same influences. Like Friday mornings growing up, my dad was always blasting his CDs or cassettes, whatever.
Didn't matter if you were asleep or not.
In the living room. So it's always.
Don't matter.
But a lot of Friday mornings was growing up. This is where our prog rock comes in. We had a lot of King Crimson, Pink Floyd, I mean, Neil Young. And the list goes on.
And then it'd be over to Merle Haggard, ZZ Top, Stevie Ray Vaughan. I mean,
R.E.M.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. So definitely
that was a good
some
mix.
So definitely some influence going around through the house.
Oh, yeah. All across the board too.
Yeah. So y'all both play electric.
Yes.
So are you self-taught or lessons or a combination?
Mostly self-taught.
Okay.
I had a couple lessons.
So did you do a lot of the play by ear stuff while you're listening to a CD or whatever that you can just play along with it and follow it? And you know, the funny thing is that once you become a seasoned musician, or once you figure out, you know, we're not going to say a trend, but there's a certain way that they play. You know, they play these three chords in a row all the time. It's the same ones. You could do it in any key the same way, and that's how I learned back in the day where you had the record and you couldn't go Google the lyrics to the songs. You actually had to put the record on there and write them down. Isn't that sad?
That's the best way to learn, when you had
stuff like that. And then when you're playing them, you figure you're going through your chord positions and stuff like, you know, that sounds exactly the same as this other song we did. And Then you can go and sit in with any band because you know what's coming. Mm-hmm. And I think you guys do the same thing.
Oh yeah,
it's nothing.
It took a while.
It's second nature now once it's clicked.
Oh yeah.
Let's see here. What's your favorite guitar to play on stage?
Electric.
or acoustic.
Do you do acoustic on stage as well? If you do a live full band show or not?
Not all the time.
Okay. Let's go with electric.
Man, right now my favorite is the. I have an East Gloves custom Fender Strat.
Okay.
From the 90s, and
ah.
I'd never been a Stratocaster guy, but all of a sudden I fell in love with this one, and I can't put it down.
Okay.
And I love it.
Well, don't go trading it in on something else.
I'm not.
Gotta keep that one. Yeah. Those the real McCoys.
Oh.
You need to.
Oh yeah.
Those need to hang around. How about you?
Right now, the past, I guess, a couple years, I had a guitar made by a company named Moniker Guitars. Out of Austin, and they made me this guitar that I wanted to look like an old 50s Chevy, and it's got a Bigsby, and it's got some custom hand-wound pickups that are reminiscent of the 57s. And
that's cool.
I love it. It's been a great guitar.
So when was the moment that you guys said, you know, I think we could do this music thing for a living or as good as we can do with it? What kind of like threw that at you and said like, this is pretty cool, I think we can do this?
Well, like when we were younger, having the aunts and uncles and everybody that played, we did go see my uncle's band when we were real young.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when I turned about 13, I got to jam with them every once in a while. And ever since the first time I got on a stage and played with them and a couple other bands, it was in that same time era, and it was just, I think I have to do it.
Okay.
It wasn't like I really want to be a rock star or anything like that. Right. It was just something I really enjoyed it. That's so cool. Much that I felt inclined to always want. I don't know. It's just something that every day I woke up, I wanted to play music.
Yeah. So you mentioned your uncle's band. Was they out of San Antonio as well?
My Uncle Bob, he's not with us anymore, but he had a band out of San Antonio. What were they going by on the last... Mm-hmm.
That's definitely put you on the spot there.
Just, yeah.
Was it Pablo's Grove?
Yeah.
So it was from way back in the day when they were touring, though.
Okay. But way back in the day, it could be for me, so I may have come up.
Back in the 70s, they were touring around.
Okay, maybe not then.
Doing stuff with bigger rock bands and whatnot.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah, big influence there for you. Okay, you guys have been opening up a lot of shows. I know you've headlined.
Mm-hmm.
And you have people opening up for you, which is cool. Who are some of the big names that you guys have been opening shows for, working with?
This last year we opened up for Marshall Tucker Band. That was a pretty big one for
us.
That was fun.
I thought it was cool because I've always loved a lot of their songs.
Sure.
Drive-By Truckers
is the one. Jason Isbell, we've done shows with him.
Okay.
Who else? There's been a lot.
Yeah. You know, and Randy Rogers, I mean...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, and there's more to come. There's going to be more and more shows, and you guys, we'll talk about your shows you got coming up, but you got some big stuff. Y'all play a lot out of Floors.
Yeah.
Yeah, Floors. We'll be at Floors Country Store on May 26th. We're releasing our new album that day, so...
Because they like you out there.
Oh, yeah, they treat us real well.
That's good.
Floors Country Store has been awesome to us.
That's pretty sweet. Being brothers... Do you guys get along pretty well on stage?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. There's no... I was thinking...
We're not like Oasis.
We've never actually fist fought as brothers.
Well, I was thinking, you know, you go across these YouTube videos sometimes where you got the bass player or the guitar player just screws up a line and then they come and just whap you on the side of the head. And
I've seen that.
I mean,
it's not quite like that.
If you're around anybody for 24/7, you know, and on the road, and you're going to have your moments where you have a little disagreement or something, but Kyle and I have always been able to work through things, and we've been real fortunate that way.
Okay. So along that line there, what's the funniest moment that you guys have had on stage? Now, this is family-friendly radio, so okay. We'll have to... Okay. I see now they're going like, oh, well, we don't have anything then.
Well,
family friendly, huh?
You did play a whole show with the fly down.
Did you really?
He didn't tell me. It's the first I've heard of it.
Oh, that's... okay, well, so there you go. So you...
We were playing in... This wasn't a Reed Brothers show, but I was playing in Missouri at this bar, and a Amish man showed up. on a horse and buggy, tied off, and came inside. Apparently, they get a time of leave or so. I don't. Forgive me for not knowing the correct
they call it
term, but they get to leave the Amish community and decide whether they want to stay Amish or leave the community. And he came to our show on a horse and buggy, and that same night, another guy named John D. Hill, he's got a band, they play everywhere too, he brought a camel in that same bar.
Oh, no.
So a camel walks in.
This isn't a joke.
It's not a joke. This is a real story.
There's a camel on this Amish guy walking to a bar.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a really bad bar joke, but no, it was pretty bizarre.
That would be bizarre.
That was our first time there, too. So, first impressions.
My gosh. So, everybody that's listening out there, you are listening to, I say intelligent conversation. I say enlightening conversation. We're just going to go with conversation. With Keegan and Kyle, the Reed brothers, man, I really appreciate you guys taking the time out of your schedule to come into the studios here.
Absolutely.
Coming to a little bit of hill country out here and walk into this to this building that, going like, can there actually be something in that building? And then lo and behold, there it is. And I can tell it's got a trombone hanging off the ceiling.
Heck yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So you guys write most of your songs, if not all the songs that you have on your CDs. What goes into the songwriting process in the Reed Brothers Music Factory?
Spur of the moment thoughts put onto paper, and then it just sparks everything from there for me. It's like if I think of something, the best thing for me to do is to get it
right then and there.
Right then and there.
So do you both write individually from start to finish, or do you collaborate with any?
Both.
It depends on if we're together. Some songs take you 20 minutes to write, and other songs might take you a couple visits, you know?
Okay, so do you, is it more words first and then music, or vice versa? Or
it's been a mixture of both. Really had one style. We're just hoping that we get better at it.
Okay. Well, that's everybody's hope. But some folks will come up with, man, this is a great, or you can imagine like in the Van Halen studios, you know, it's kind of like Eddie comes in there with a, hey, listen, I got this thing going, like, walk out, so like, oh, that's cool. And then Alex comes in with the drums, it's going like, okay, now let's get some words behind that thing, and we'll be good. But that's a cool process, and everybody's process is a little bit different.
Oh yeah,
and with two of you especially, you know, it's interesting to see how those come about.
Well, I think coming together and writing makes it a lot easier too sometimes, because I mean, I'm still giving 100% thought to it, but it feels like I only have to give half the thought because you know, he'll pop off something, and I'll be like, oh, yeah. And then that sparks another thing. It just builds from there, and it's quick.
See, that he just gave it away. That's just being lazy. He's going to like, how my brother can kick in?
I am the younger brother.
Oh,
take advantage. Okay, we were talking about acoustic a while ago. Acoustic versus full band shows. Do you have a preference of one over the other, or are they both unique in their own ways?
I think they're unique in their own way. Our acoustic shows, we'll do songs that we don't always do full band, that we wrote.
Some that we never do full band.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then same thing with our electric show, our full band show, because some songs they're written for electric, you know, or on an electric, and when I play them on acoustic, I just feel funny.
They sound better when you've got the bass and drums and everything, behind it.
Distortion.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's cool. Okay, we're going to do a fast five here in just a few minutes. And you guys are going to do a couple of songs for us live. We're going to set up the old Facebook Live as well, which would be really cool. And when you're doing your shows, what's the most requested song or a song that your fans would unlike you on Facebook if you didn't play it?
There's a few fans.
If they would even do that.
They might not like my answer and like Kyle's and vice versa. But a couple of the songs, I Can't Believe I Call This Love is a song that we get requested to play a lot of places.
Okay.
And a shout out to the Midnight River Boys, Midnight River Choir guys for playing that song. They've helped us get our name out there with that song. And then
they've another band is actually playing one of your tunes?
Well, they do live. They have.
I said, that's great. that's really cool. You don't. There are very few Texas artists, I think, you know, unless you're in the top five artists, that actually do another Texas artist song. They're doing covers all the time.
It was really cool. They did it at one of the, it was like a baseball tournament or something.
Bill Diamond for the
congratulations on that, man. That's awesome.
Jam or whatever.
And then the cover we're putting on the new album is a song by Tim Krekel and Chris Stapleton. It's called Be With You.
Okay.
We've been playing that song for, 8 years, something like that.
Wow.
8 or 9 years. Yeah.
But if we don't play that song at a show, there's always someone saying, why didn't you play Be With You? Or,
yeah.
They'll come up and tip us. So even sorry. If we played it, they'll be like, can you play that one again?
Yeah, we'll play it, and then they'll show up late and ask for it again.
Get their own time.
We already played it. We'll play it again.
Oh, gosh. You know, back in the day, when you say playing it again, we would have a set system. You know, there was always the 4-hour nights. You did 3 sets. And if there was a new country tune out, whether Earl Thomas Conley had a new one out or Strait had a new one out, you'd do it in the first set, and then you'd do it again in the last set. And then after it worked itself in, all the better songs were always in the second set. But it's kind of like, I don't think people repeat songs anymore, because I guess sometimes you don't see as many. Well, there are a lot of 4-hour nights, but most of the bands that have been doing this for a while are doing it for 3 hours or less. And that you don't repeat songs. You know, people, you just got to encourage people. You need to get there on time, then
That's
you can
right.
hear the entire set as it is. Let's do the Fast Five
okay.
with Keegan and Kyle and your host, Bruce Allen. This is where I do this with all my guests. It's kind of a senseless act of nothingness. Whatever you want to call it. I'll coin that one for today. I'll ask you 5 things, and you just tell me what your favorite things are. Now, remember, as I have to tell my guests, now, this is a Fast Five. Okay. There's no... Do I have time to think about that one? You can't do that one.
Just spin.
And they're not hard. I try not to make them very hard, okay? You guys ready? Okay, here we go. And you can answer individually on this one here. Your favorite restaurant...
Mama's Cafe.
Okay, Mama's Cafe.
Tommy's Enchiladas in San Antonio.
Okay.
I love Tommy's. That place is awesome.
Very good, very good. This is kind of a 2-part one here. Beer or wine?
Ooh.
Both.
Both?
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Okay. Not
different, I like different occasions.
Just depends on the occasion, whether
different
it's
occasions.
A suit and tie or a...
I do enjoy some wine, and I do enjoy beer.
Okay, good.
Love a good
beer. What's your favorite beer?
My favorite beer, Modelo.
Okay. All right.
There's a vanilla porter from a little brewery in Colorado that I like called Soulcraft Brewery.
Okay.
That's my favorite beer.
That'll work. That'll work just fine. So for those that want to be like the Reed Brothers, now you can go out and buy yourself some good old craft beer out there.
Don't do it.
Your favorite vacation destination? Assuming that you get to take one. But when you do get to take one, where do you go?
The beach.
Same?
The beach.
The beach, okay. The beach is good. I guess it's kind of like New Braunfels for those that are at the beach want to get away.
Oh, yeah.
They come here, so you just kind of switch spots. let's see here. I look at my scribbling writing here. I'm like, what am I putting on there? I don't have my glasses or anything on here, so I didn't want to fit in with the rest of you. I'm just going like blind as a bat here.
I can see now.
If you had to binge watch something on TV, if you're going to binge watch something, what would it be?
Trailer Park Boys.
Okay.
Dang.
You took mine. Dang it. Well, you can both sit and watch it at the same time. Is that what you think that was?
We used to. A lot.
We happen to be brothers.
So there you go. The last question stays the same, as I always tell everybody. The other one's changed, but this one stays the same. Your favorite cartoon character?
Popeye.
That's a good
one. I have to go with Popeye, too.
What?
Because when I was little, I used to like to eat the spinach out of the can and think I grew muscles, but
Until you took that spinach out of the can.
Well, it was still good.
Was it still okay? Could you take it out?
I used to eat it out of the can all the time.
We told him that was how he's going to get big muscles, and that's how we got him to eat vegetables when he's younger.
And cold.
Yeah, absolutely. It was good.
Well, see now it's good cold in like spinach artichoke dip and stuff like that. All right. Hey, we did a great Fast Five here with the Reed Brothers. That was always good. Now that's one down in the book, and you can take that off your bucket list.
All right.
Here's a pretty cool question before we start talking about your music and getting ready to go live here. If you were to do a music collaboration with an artist that has since passed, okay, who would it be?
Each of us, or
go for it.
I don't care. Yeah, that's fine. You could be each. You can you can have your own soapbox here for a second on that.
That's a tough one. It'd be between Leon Russell and B.B. King. I'd love to hang out and try to write some.
Write a tune, or at least get
to play one of my favorite tunes that they have or something.
Which would be what? You'd have one in mind?
Oh, Country Girl's a good one from B.B. King.
Okay.
And then Leon Russell, the name of the song.
That's okay. But they'd be pleased and proud that you would to do that.
Think of the name of the song right now.
I can't read your mind.
It'll come to me. It'll be about a minute or two.
Okay, that's okay, because that'll give your bro time here to.
I don't know. Probably Guy Clark.
Ooh.
Man. Okay.
His songwriting's always been very inspirational to me, and just the way he went about it, and his stories and his melodies are just awesome.
Okay. Well, see, now you guys have probably brought on some new fans as well. Somebody has something in common with you guys of artists that you like, and they're like, hey, I'm going to go check those guys out now. So there you go.
All right.
Okay, let's talk about your music here before we go into the live portion. How many CDs do you have out total? Right, you have one.
We have the EP's out, and then we have our new album.
This is the EP,
out.
And then the new one's coming out. When do you have
May 26th.
May 26th. Okay, that's when the new one's coming out, and this one's got six songs on it. And we're going to take a break here in just a second while we get set up for Facebook Live, and I'm going to play one of your tunes, studio wise. I can't believe I called this love. Who wrote it, and how did it come about?
I wrote that song, and it kind of came about because I was listening to a lot of, David Ramirez and Noah Gunderson, and just on repeat, just listening to those guys, and it kind of got me in that mood to write a song like that. Well, I started writing a song kind of like them, but then it kind of formed into my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And once I got started writing that, I came up with the first verse, and then I flew through it. It was one of those 15-minute songs, you know, like just flying through it and just loving everything. And
cool.
Of course, I went back and edited afterwards, but just feeding off of listening to other people really brought that song on.
Very good. That's awesome. So what we're going to do now, we're going to get set up for Facebook Live, and you're going to hear this one right now. It's called I Can't Believe I Called This Love, here with Bruce Allen, the Reed Brothers, Texas46Radio.com. Yes, indeed. That is the Reed Brothers, I Can't Believe I Called This Love. And hear that little, is that a little Hammond organ in the background there? Or what do you got going on? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always love the sound of those. Again, want to welcome Keegan and Kyle to the studio. We are doing a Facebook Live right now, so their friends, family, etc. can... look, there they are. I see them. Is that really what they look like? Yes, it is.
Sorry.
So, yeah. That's... And you know what? I've got... You can't see it on Facebook Live, but I've got some Reed Brothers garb on right now here. And it's a jersey. I love jerseys. And this is a soft material and things like that. Man, it's It's awesome. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Welcome.
Okay. You guys are going to be doing some live tunes for us here right now, and I have no idea what you're doing because y'all have been discussing it for at least, the past 2.5 hours. Going like, what are you going to do? I don't know if we're going to do this, going to do that, or... So, but they just now they had no choice but to decide on something. So, what have you decided for song number one?
Song number one. We're going to do a song that we wrote together after the tornado some years back in Joplin, Missouri. And we have a bunch of friends up there, you know, and going through that, or not, we didn't go through it, but seeing it happen and was crazy, but... The video that we watched afterwards, after the tornado had gone, was several families and people that were stuck inside of a convenience store.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're talking, they're getting ready for it. You know, you can just hear the winds going. And then, you know, just before the tornado hits that convenience store, they're all just telling each other, well, I love you, you know, and I love all of you. I'm thankful for y'all.
Like, and this might be it.
You know, goosebumps. Every time. But, and then that tornado hits, everything goes black, and you just hear screaming, kids, and everyone was okay, thankfully. You know? But then it passes, and it's just dead silence, and then they're all like,
wow.
You know, of course, telling each other they love them again.
Yeah.
But Keegan and I watched that video. I mean, it must have been 30, 40 times. And we're like, all right, enough's enough. And we wrote this song kind of using what they were telling each other and then some of our own stuff in it.
Okay.
The way we felt.
And it's called Thankful for It All.
Well, let's do it.
Thankful for it all.
there it goes, coming back around. Well, I love you, and I love everyone. I'm thankful for it all. I love you, and I love everyone. I'm thankful for it all.
Say that I am very impressed with that one there. That was awesome. Harmonies are great, guys.
Thank you.
So is it two-part harmonies mostly on stage? You have a third or anything?
And we, our new drummer, Nate Rodriguez, he can sing. He sings like a bird. And okay. There's a third part going.
Okay,
and we have a fourth part from our new bass player, Tim Dugan.
Yeah. Well, so. I can only imagine how good that would sound live. That would really be good. That was golly. I wasn't ready for that, and it was really good.
Thank you. And that song will actually be on our new album we have coming out. So.
And the name of that album is that going to be
Heartstrings?
Heartstrings. Okay. Because it's advertised pretty heavily on your Facebook page. I mean, it's your banner picture. So.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know if you can top that one, but I'm sure you can. What you got lined up for number two?
This song is called Goodbye. It's also another song off the new record. I wrote this one. Pretty much, you know, one of the only certain things in life is death. And when you lose somebody, I know for me, I've seen just the smallest thing will remind me of that person or people
right.
that we've lost. And I just was thinking about that scenario one day. And, you know, we've lost quite a few really good friends in the past few years. And just kind of all came together with this
right.
one.
Okay.
So this is called Goodbye.
All right.
Guitar, the places we've been. Man, we
talk to people. It feels like a dream. The end of the journey is yet to be seen. The things it all threw haven't left us yet. Save me a chairman in a fair. I wanna hear the songs up there and listen to the clouds rolling by. Send me a sign. My heart is broke, just picking up pieces to the story we wrote, trying to find the words to say goodbye. Picking up pieces to the story we wrote, trying to find more words to say goodbye.
That was sweet, my friends. You did top it there. That was good.
Well, thank you.
I love y'all's harmonies, man. Those are pretty awesome. So when you come back to listen to the show or to the video, you can hear the canned applause that's in the back. You can't hear it unless you got one of these on. But it's there. And as I tell my guests, there's no charge for that. Oh, that was good, guys.
Insert applause here.
Uh-huh. That was so awesome.
Thank you.
So tell everybody where they can find the Reed Brothers and their music.
You can find us at reedbrothersmusic.com. Tour dates, videos, pictures, music, and also if you want to download or buy any of our music, you can get it at any of our shows, the hard copy,
mm-hmm.
or you can go to almost all your digital outlets, such as iTunes, Amazon, all those guys.
And, also, Facebook, okay. Instagram.
Yes.
There you go.
And Twitter.
Facebook, as they're doing right there.
Hello, Facebook.
What do you guys got coming up show-wise? That people can come see you.
The next show we have coming up in town that we're, I guess that would be their floor show, is our CD release party, May 26th.
We got our good buddies Roadside Libby opening up the show that night.
That's a cheap plug, but it'll work.
Michael loved that.
Are you guys going to be, I have something here at the Old Main Ice House coming up?
Oh, yes. We'll be at Old Main Ice House tomorrow.
Friday.
That's tomorrow.
Well, I think I reminded you.
It's kind of like, thank you.
Where's the band? I don't know.
We're here. Yes, we'll be there tomorrow.
There will be full band at Old Main Ice House tomorrow night.
Very good.
Free show.
All right. Thanks to Kyle and Keegan, the Reed Brothers, for coming to the studios this morning. It was a pleasure to finally meet you guys and to listen to some music live.
Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you for having us, Bruce. Appreciate it.
Go by and see them when you can at a live show. Buy some of their merchandise. Buy one of those cool jerseys that they got. Man, it's breathable material.
We got this coming out in another color, too.
Oh, I'll take this one here. I like it. So, and here's also their first CD here. You take this one and put it in front of the Facebook live thing there. There you go. That's their first CD. They got the new one, Heartstrings, coming out May 26th.
May 26th.
All right.